This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Speak Up Effective Communication, the show on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network focused on your communication and leadership skills. In our episode today, when the client says no, but it's not safe to drive. Let me paint a picture for you. The client comes in for engine maintenance. Your mechanical specialist gets it on the lift, finds a tie rod is loose. I mean loose. It's ready to fall off the knuckle. This car is going to go into a ditch or worse. Oncoming traffic, you name it. You show them the pictures from the vehicle performance and safety inspection. You explain what happens when tie rods let go. They say, I can't afford it right now. You try everything you know. You walk back to the service bay. Your specialist is standing there. They ask, did they approve it? And you know the look on the technician's face when you're walking back there, that anticipation, can I start work on the car? And you have the deep misfortune that all service advisors will one day face when you have to tell that professional there in the bay that no, we were not able to get approval for this obviously needed repair. And of course, as any true professional will say, they will tell you often passionately, they can't drive that. And I've been that guy, having to tell one of my advisors the same thing. So whether you're coming at it from the bay or from the counter, this episode is not about how to close that repair. Sometimes, no matter what you say, the client cannot or will not invest in the repair. This episode instead is about how to document that moment without sounding like you're threatening them or using fear tactics. Because here's the thing, how you document this conversation matters as much as what you said. We have a word of the day for this episode. That word is dispassionate. We will define that word for you after we hear a word from our sponsors who make this show possible. Did you know the Institute helps shop owners scale to multiple locations? We're the solution for building productivity, profitability, and growth. Learn more at weartheinstitute.com/business-assessment. Autoflow is your partner in technology. With Autoflow, enhance your client interactions in a single thread before, during, and after the visit. To see how Autoflow makes it simple, visit autoflow.com. Your trusted companion, Shop Dog Marketing, is right by your side, attracting the best customers and building long-term growth. Call Shop Dog Marketing today or visit shopdogmarketing.com. Unlock your communication insights with Inbound's AI-powered call analytics for auto repair shops. Learn more at callinbound.com. Are you passing along credit card fees to your customers? No one likes that. Express is the only 0% fee alternative to credit card surcharging. Visit myexpress.io. Okay, we are back. Our word of the day is dispassionate, and that just simply means without emotion or bias. We're going to be talking about documentation today, so used in a sentence, I'll give you an example. Your documentation should be dispassionate, just the facts. No drama, no defensiveness. So let's look at this from a problem standpoint. Bad documentation. I teach a case study where documentation or failure to document recommendations that should have been made but were not made result in court cases, where one story in particular resulted in a court case of $12.5 million for a facility that failed to recommend tires that were due. And it was just simply never, ever mentioned on any of the documentation that tires needed to be addressed. It was never recommended. Now, the typical approach I see is the CYOA special. If I need to define that acronym for you in this industry, I won't. But let's look at what that CYOA looks like. Service order notes would look like this. Customer declined critical safety repair. Informed customer vehicle is unsafe. Not responsible if customer has accident. Customer signs the waiver. Hey, maybe you made this mistake recently, not judging here, written service orders like this myself. You think you're protecting yourself. What you're actually doing is creating evidence that you were aggressive. You were trying to scare them, and you're worried about being sued. That's communication from your primary interest, isn't it? That document reads like you were pushy, like you used fear. If there is an accident and it goes to court, that note makes you look defensive, not professional. Option two is usually something like this. It's the passive shrug. The service order note would look like this. Customer declined tie rod repair. That's it. That's the whole note. You think you're being neutral. What you're actually doing is creating no record of what you told them, how seriously you communicated, or what risks they were choosing to accept. If something happens, you have no proof you did your job. Liability-wise, maybe you're covered, but I believe that both of these fail because they're not communication. They're either defensive reactions or complete avoidance. Good documentation looks a little different. Here's what professional documentation sounds like. And here's why I'm going to read this to you word for word, because I want you to hear the tone. Service order note. During today's vehicle performance and safety inspection, our mechanical specialist identified excessive play in both outer tie rods. Measurement showed 8 millimeters of lateral movement. Manufacturer specification is less than 2 millimeters. We documented this with photos and video showing visible separation at the ball socket. I explained to the client that when the tie rod fails, steering control is lost. The wheel can turn independently from steering input, or the vehicle can pull sharply without warning. This creates risk for the driver and others on the road. Client stated they cannot invest in this repair at this time due to budget constraints. I offered payment options and discussed timeline for addressing this. Client chose to defer the repair. I confirmed with the client that they understand the risks of continued operation with this condition. Client acknowledged understanding and chose to decline service at this time. Okay, now let me break down what's in that note and why this can work. Firstly, technical facts with measurements, not words like dangerous, not unsafe, just observable data. I think you California folk especially have gotten a lot better at this sort of thing than the rest of the nation. Number two, there's the explanation of consequence without drama. Steering control is lost is a mechanical fact, not a scare tactic. Number three, acknowledgement of their reality. Budget constraints was cited in this case. It shows that you listened and that you're not judging. Number four, you explain what you offered. Payment options, timeline discussion. You tried to help. That's what you documented. You tried to help. Number five, their choice clearly stated. The client chose to decline, not customer refused or customer ignored advice. Client chose to decline. A deliberate language choice. Then there's number six, mutual understanding. They acknowledged. They understood. They chose. It's a simple framework, and truth be told, you can use AI to help you with this. I did in that example myself. Yes, I know. I don't like having to use AI. It feels like cheat mode, but here's the framework. Sentence one, what we found. It's technical. It's measurable. The outer tie rods show 8 millimeters lateral play exceeding 2 millimeter specification. Simple. Sentence two, what it means. The consequence without threat. Loss of tie rod function results in loss of steering control. And then there's sentence three, what they chose. It's neutral, it's clear. Client acknowledged understanding and chose to defer repair due to current budget limitations. That's it. Three sentences. You can write that in 30 seconds or faster. And it protects you without sounding like you were using fear or being pushy. The top shops in the industry don't stop at one location. At the Institute, we work with shop owners who want to expand, whether it's opening a second shop, acquiring new businesses, or building systems for long-term growth. Some of our clients are aiming for hundreds of shops, and we're helping them get there. Ready to scale? To get started, visit weareintheinstitute.com/business-assessment. Hey friends, as you know, I'm a proud member of the AutoFlow team, and let me tell you, we've changed how business is done for auto shops everywhere. We support your client experience before, during, and after the work is done. Imagine this. timely updates sent directly to your clients, branded digital vehicle inspections, and seamless communication from start to finish. That's why shops love AutoFlow. And hey, with those 5-star reviews rolling in, you'll wonder how you ever managed without us. Take an important next step and take your auto shop to the next level. Visit www.autoflow.com. Get on board with an AutoFlow trial. Ready to boost your auto repair shop's success? ShopDog Marketing is here to help you. We put customers first using AI to create standout content that ranks. Harness the power of mobile first and voice search and let our expert team help you. Sweeten your revenue with more car count. ShopDog Marketing offers a free guide on using AI to drive more repair orders. Get your guide today and watch your auto repair shop thrive. Visit ShopDogMarketing.com. Inbound has exclusively served independent auto repair shops with expert communication solutions for years. Now, our robust VoIP platform ensures you stay connected while our industry-leading AI analytics take your business to the next level. We provide the tools you need to understand your customers and optimize every interaction. Choose Inbound. For proven expertise and unmatched innovation, visit callinbound.com and discover the difference we can make. Credit card surcharging sounds effective, but is this single most damaging action to your shop in the last decade? If you're surcharging, you're tarnishing your reputation and losing customers as we speak. Express is the only 0% fee option to surcharging that your customers already know how to use. No tricks, no hidden fees, just a smarter way for auto shops to keep what's yours and do right by your customers. Book a free consultation with Express today by visiting myexpress.io and see how the most successful shops in the country are flipping the script on credit card processors. Why does documentation style matter so much? It plays right into the whole thesis of my show. We talk about communication. Some of you think, you're getting by just fine. Why does that matter? No, this stuff matters for a lot of reasons. In this particular case, one is legal protection. If something happens, this note shows you were professional, thorough, respectful. It doesn't read like you were trying to scare them into a sale. Number two would be team morale. When your mechanical specialists see you document their findings professionally, they know you take their work seriously. They know you'll back them up. And number three, client relationships. Believe it or not, clients sometimes ask to see their service history. When they read notes like this, they see a professional facility that took them seriously, even when they said no. My friends, that builds trust for the next visit. More than that, I'm going to add, you have to imagine how people are going to walk out of there and what they're going to tell people about what you said. And you'll hear this a lot. There are shops out there using scare tactics to sell work. And when you have to use language like that, no matter if you're right, that's not the question here. It may sound pushy and salesy, and others who hear that or read your notes might agree very easily. And there are plenty of people out there to give second opinions contrary to yours. Just state the facts dispassionately. I'll say this too, this is more fifth point. Your reputation, if that client does tell someone about your facility, the story isn't they tried to scare me into fixing my tie rods. The story is they really explained what was wrong, gave me options, and respected my decision, even though I know they were concerned. I think it's still 4 points specifically on that with my feelings on that matter. Again, the word of the day, dispassionate, that's the word that we chose. And it does mean, again, emotion. It means without emotion or bias. Not cold or uncaring, just factual and composed. When you document a declined repair, your language needs to be dispassionate, not defensive, not judgmental, not emotional, dispassionate. Client chose to defer repair due to budget constraints is dispassionate. Customer refused to fix dangerous condition despite our warnings is not. Client acknowledged understanding of risks is dispassionate. Customer signed waiver absolving us of all responsibility for their bad decision is not. Dispassionate documentation protects you better than emotional or defensive language ever will. So here's your final takeaway. Your documentation is communication to the client, to your team, and to potentially a courtroom. Hopefully not. Write it like a professional who cares, folks, not like someone who's scared or frustrated. Use that three-sentence framework, what you found, what it means, what they chose, and keep it neutral. Now, keeping in a scenario-based topic here, our next episode, I'm kind of looking forward. There was a funny story that went with this one. It's sort of funny. What to do when a client makes you so angry, you want to lose your mind. It happens to all of us. Don't feel bad. Hey, if you have something to add or something you're curious about, please reach out to us here at the show, speakup@craigoneill.net. O'Neill with two L's. That's O-N-E-I-L-L.net. We appreciate hearing from you. We appreciate hearing anything that helps or takeaways that you have gained from your loyal listening. We want to be an asset for you on your communication journey. Let us know how we're doing. speakup@craigoneill.net. And remember to listen up on the new app to the other shows on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. We have Remarkable Results Radio with Carm Capriato, Diagnosing the Aftermarket A through Z with Matt Fonslow, Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest, the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Brian and Kim Walker, the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton, and thank you so much, all of you, for listening to this show. And once again, thank you to our sponsors. Now, get out there, listen up, speak up. Documentation is communication. It works. Have fun out there. Keep your clients safe.
You've been listening to Speak Up, Effective Communication with Craig O'Neill on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Check the show notes for Craig's YouTube channel and email. Let him know what topics you'd like him to speak up about. Yeah.